My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District, is a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and served for many years as a judge in the state of Texas. He's been known in a couple of hearings, at least, to have gotten into confrontations with now soon-to-be-resigned Attorney General Eric Holder, and he joins us today to talk about what the Holder legacy is likely to be after nearly 6 years on the job. And, Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
Well, it's good to be talking to you again, always. But this is a major concern. The Attorney General is supposed to be the highest-ranking law enforcement officer, not the highest-ranking blocker and tackler for the president. I mean, it seems like his whole term as Attorney General, he has been covering for the White House and covering for his own department. I mean, Fast and Furious should have had all the details come out years ago, but he has completely thwarted those materials coming out to the public. He has been in contempt and is, as I speak to you, in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a constitutional and a lawful subpoena for documents. I've been requesting for years now the documents that were provided to the defendants in the Holy Land Foundation trial, the people that were convicted of supporting terrorism. They gave them boxes and boxes of documents. And, you know, they finally, after a number of years, they sent me a website and said, here are some of the documents at this website that were introduced into evidence. I said, as I told Eric Holder, you provided them to terrorists. You ought to be able to provide them to members of Congress. And they have still refused. I've made no bones about it. I felt like he needed to be impeached. He has lied to Congress. And, you know, he's just a guy that needed to be gone. But because of the timing, I can't help but wonder if this is the president's attempt to change the subject from the horrors that Obamacare has caused to people's health care and the dismal economy and the world falling apart because of this president's foreign policies or lack thereof.
Congressman, it's obviously, like we said, been nearly 6 years since he took the job. What did you notice? What's fundamentally different about his mindset or his approach to the law and to Congress that's so different than previous holders of that job?
Well, his approach has not been law and order. It's been about the agenda of the Obama administration. And, you know, we've had attorneys general in the past that were, you know, certainly supportive of a president's administration. We've had an attorney general like John Mitchell go to prison, but we've never had an attorney general that spent his entire time, and this is the fourth longest serving attorney general in his 6 years. He will have been successful in keeping facts that in some cases will lead to crimes being able to be proved that were committed. He's covered them up. He's kept them covered up. We've never had an attorney general that flaunted the law this much. And I really hoped that even though I didn't support President Obama, that he would help heal any divides in America, and all he has done is made them worse, and Eric Holder has been there to defend him and help create those policies along the way.
Congressman, you talked a bit about Fast and Furious. Other issues that have caused controversy over the past nearly 6 years include the Justice Department's approach to various reporters, as well as what some see as their refusal to investigate the IRS controversy and the undue scrutiny to conservative organizations. There's how this administration, through this Justice Department, has approached the issue of voting rights and racial issues. What's the most troubling on that list to you?
Well, you didn't include one that is very troubling to me, and that is his lack of investigation and enforcement of the laws of the land as it pertains to radical Islam. I mean, the FBI, under his watch, got a heads up from Russia that Tsarnaev had been radicalized. And as best I can tell, they didn't do anything but talk to Tsarnaev and talk to his mom and said, well, apparently they say he's not radical, so we're okay. If they had done, if Holder's department had done a proper job, the Boston bombing would not have had to have occurred. And we just wonder, I mean, there are other things. The failure to investigate radical Islam, and rather than investigate, they partnered with them. They had community outreach programs with them. They still have those programs. They have been responsive to CARE and ISNA's demands, and federal courts have found that those two organizations are fronts for the Muslim Brotherhood and radical Islam. Well, this president listens to ISNA. The head of ISNA is Muhammad Imam Ajid. He has an open door at the White House. He goes and does prayers at the White House. He's advised the president on speeches, especially when they're intended to shun Israel. The CARE, anytime they pick up the phone and call anybody in this administration, they have caused our FBI and our intelligence, State Department, training materials to be purged of anything that radical Islamists might find offensive. We, as one intelligence officer told me, we have blinded ourselves of the ability to see our enemy. That's under this guy's watch, and he has been helping lead the charge to support these and be sensitive to what these supporters of radical Islam want him to do. And I think that is going to reap benefits for radical Islam for the future until we have a president that's serious about going in after them and not just bombing some empty buildings when nobody's there.
Congressman, obviously it'll be the Senate's job to consider and confirm or reject the president's nominee to replace Eric Holder at the Justice Department. But obviously, as a former judge yourself and a member of the Judiciary Committee, you have certainly have good insight on the process. What do you hope for in the next nominee? What do you expect in the next nominee?
Greg, I don't just hope. I hope and pray that this president will appoint somebody who will help bring America together, that will be completely colorblind and religious blind in their approach to justice, unlike this attorney general. I hope he will appoint somebody that really cares about enforcing the law fairly across the board for everybody. And if he does that, I will think it is fantastic. And for those out there that think, oh, well, yeah, he's so partisan, let me tell you, they think I'm partisan. Look, when I hear anybody that is in law enforcement, in the judiciary, that is not following the law, forcing people to follow the law, it upsets me. And that's why in 2007, when we got word that the Justice Department had been abusing these letters they can send out that act like subpoenas, and they'd send them out as fishing expedition, potentially in thousands of cases, I called the chief of staff of President Bush, and I said, this is it. We got to have a new attorney general. I don't care that it's a year and a half away. I've talked to Senator Schumer. He will work with you on somebody you can agree to before the attorney general resigns. But we cannot. We've got to have a change. We cannot have somebody that had this happen under their watch. That's what I would wish that Democrats had done when this attorney general was dividing the country, and they haven't done it. But that's what I want to see, somebody that's good for America.
Do you think that's what we'll get?
I don't know. That's my hope and prayer, and I'm not giving up hope on it.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thanks so much, Greg.
You bet. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary Committee, longtime judge in the state of Texas as well. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.